Under sequestration, military personnel salaries would be completely protected, but because of the complex mechanics of how the automatic budget cuts would work, the operations and maintenance accounts that fund most civilian employee salaries would take a disproportionate hit compared with other buckets of money in DOD. A recent analysis by the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments estimated that DOD would lose funding for 108,000 full-time equivalents. But Robert Hale, the Pentagon CFO and comptroller, told Congress yesterday that sequestration won't mean full-on layoffs in DOD for a very simple reason. Reductions in force generally obligate the government to pay severance and other separation benefits, so the Pentagon estimates RIFs would cost more than they'd save. So they'd have to find ways to cut spending on civilian feds in other ways.
Well, I'm particularly worried about our civilians. They will be directly affected. We would probably have to have a hiring freeze, and I suspect we would have to consider unpaid furloughs. And I think there is starting to be increasing unease in our workforce about how this is going to affect individuals, and I don't blame them. I'm very worried for them.
General Joe Dunford, the Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, says he sees the same worry in the workforce.
There is significant angst in the civilian community, in our civilian Marines, as we call them, about their future. And that concerns us a great deal, because just like with Marines, our success with civilian Marines and what they do is important. They participate in our training, they fix our equipment, they take care of our families. And our ability to recruit and retain high-quality civilians is equally important. And I think the way we treat them and the ability that we have to provide them with some predictability in their future is also important. So those are some of the concerns I have.
And while military personnel accounts are exempt from the sequestration cuts, that protection applies only to paychecks. Readiness, modernization, and operating accounts would be cut, and Dunford says that would affect the size of the Marine Corps. He says the service doesn't want to maintain forces that it can't afford to train or equip.
Manpower is exempt in FY13. What I alluded to earlier is that it would be impossible for us to balance those pillars of readiness and maintain 182,000 past FY13. So what the Commandant has really said was, once we find out what our top line is, inside of that top line, we'll build the very best Marine Corps that we can build in a balanced way so that we don't have more force structure than we have the ability to train, properly equip, and to take care of the families.
The vice chiefs of each of the military services expressed worry about family and service member support programs at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee. Those programs would be subject to sequestration, as would plenty of other personnel-related functions, including military health care. Hale says there's a possibility that military members, their families, and retirees could face denials of service from medical providers in the TRICARE system.
The Defense Health Program is an account, a budgetary account. Under the sequester rules, it would receive the same percentage reduction as all the other accounts. In the case of the STA report, 9.4%. The only thing we could do would be to try, if that actually came to pass, would be to try to move money into that account, and it'll be very difficult, frankly. We could only do it through reprogramming, and you got to find something to cut, and as I've learned painfully over the last 4 years, that's very hard to do. So I think we would be faced, to some extent, with not being able to pay all of our TRICARE bills, probably right at the end of fiscal 13. We'd try to avoid it, but I think it would happen. I'm not quite sure what our providers would do in that case. We'll be just late, and then we try to fix it in 14. But it's not a good situation, and not one that I think any of us, I certainly don't want to go through.
Congress created sequestration to end a political standoff over raising the nation's debt ceiling in the summer of 2011. The idea was to set up autopiloted across-the-board spending cuts, totaling $1.2 trillion across the federal government's discretionary programs over the next 10 years, so Congress would force itself to find the same amount of deficit reduction in a more thought-out way. That has not happened yet, and the cuts are set to take effect on January 2nd. There have been no signs of a bipartisan agreement so far, but Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican who serves on the Armed Services Committee, offered a small glimmer of hope earlier in the day when he spoke at an event hosted by Politico. He says he and several senators from both parties are in talks that would avert sequestration, at least for a while.
We're trying to find a way. I think a mini Simpson-Bowles deal is probably what's available to us, where you try to avoid sequestration for about 4 months of the new Congress. You know, when we come back in the lame duck, I don't think we're going to have the grand bargain, quite frankly. But when it comes to avoiding sequestration in January of next year, what we're trying to do is find a way to cut additionally some defense spending, closing some loopholes and deductions, apply that money to the defense and non-defense problem, and find a way to reform entitlements. For about a four-month period, it's about a $30 billion exercise, eminently doable. And the goal is, if you can get a small group to have the Simpson-Bowles formula to offset 4 months of defense. Maybe that gives you some confidence to the bigger deal next year.
Any deal, short or long term, isn't likely to be settled anytime in the next couple months. Congress is planning to take another extended recess starting today and won't be back for votes until after the presidential election. Several members, however, say they'd like to initiate a rebellion against that plan and force Congress to stay in session until sequestration is undone. Rob Andrews is a Democrat from New Jersey.
There will be an adjournment resolution at some point today or tomorrow. I'm going to vote no, because I think for us to walk away from our responsibilities that we've heard about this morning without making some effort to pass some legislation both houses and the president could sign is not very responsible. This hearing has set forth chapter and verse about the urgency of this problem, and the response of the institution is to leave town for 6 weeks.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.